Wildfires destroyed more than 650 homes across the United States this year, but hundreds of others were saved by a gooey substance you can coat your house with. It's a fire retardant gel, and it's amazingly effective. Charles Michael Ray of South Dakota Public Broadcasting introduces us to an entrepreneur who came up with an effective way to apply the gel.
In one hand, Gordon Sabo is holding a blowtorch. He's covered the index finger on his other hand with about a quarter inch of what looks like a slimy white sort of hand lotion.
We're going to go ahead and light the torch. And we're going to put a little torch right against our finger.
Sabo casually holds the blue flame of the torch on his gel-covered finger.
Okay, that torch is about 15 times more intense than any forest fire will ever become.
Is your finger hot at all right now?
No, at this point I can't feel anything.
The fire gel protecting Sabo's finger is a super absorbent polymer. It's 97% water, and it's sticky. When sprayed on, it will adhere to a wall for days at a time. It just needs to be periodically re-wetted to reactivate, and can be later washed off. Sabo has developed an applicator that mixes the gel with water right at the nozzle. It uses a pump that can be mounted to a pickup or a fire truck.
We want to put it on about a quarter of an inch thick. And we want it to turn the building white. It's going to cling to that building. It's going to have a lot of moisture involved in it.
Gel like this has been around for about 10 years. It contains the same absorbent material found in baby diapers. And it was invented by a firefighter who found unscorched diapers in the ashes of burned-down homes. It costs about $500 to cover the average-size home in gel. And South Dakota's leading wildland firefighter, Joe Lowe, calls it a cost-effective tool for saving homes.
It's better for firefighters because what it does is it allows them to get in and gel the structures way ahead of the flaming front and then get out of the area when the flaming front comes through.
The flaming front is the wall of fire that can bear down at high speeds on homeowners. Sabo says the radiant heat will scorch flesh 100 yards away.
So people think you can stand there with your fire hose and your garden hose and squirt it at the fire and put the fire out. Your water hose will evaporate before it ever gets close to the fire.
The Battle Creek Fire in the Black Hills of South Dakota exhibited this kind of extreme fire behavior, and Gordon Sabo's house was in the path of the flames.
It was headed right straight up my back door.
Just before the fire hit, Sabo sprayed down his own home. He then reluctantly had to retreat the intense heat and hope for the best.
I actually was standing about 350 yards away watching the fire consume everything around my home, and with the smoke and the flames and stuff, you couldn't tell whether my home was in there or not. And then when it cleared, the house was still standing there, and there was no damage to it whatsoever. And I said, okay, that's great. And we went after 14 of my neighbor's homes, and we saved all of those.
Fire gel is seen as a last line of defense against an advancing wildfire. Sabo is often called in as the rest of the crews are ordered out. But he says more fire departments need to embrace this technology. While Les Hosapple with the U.S. Forest Service likes the gel, he doesn't want the public to get a false sense of security.
There's always situations where the fire intensity can override the material being applied. So, you know, if people have been given a notice that it's time to leave the area, it's probably time to leave the area for their own safety.
In the last 4 years, Gordon Sabo has covered hundreds of homes in gel, and he says he's lost fewer than a dozen. His crew spent the summer on some of the nation's biggest wildfires, spraying the sticky gel onto homes, many of which would not be standing if left untreated. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.